We're in Stratford, London. And who's next to me?
Javier Fernandez, Stratford Bike Club CEO.
Yeah, and here we are with four indoor, door, out, one outdoor.
It's four indoor and one roof outdoor. And yeah, soon will be four more. So nine courts in total.
Can you tell me a bit about yourself?
Well, I started working in paddle around 8 years ago. And I was working for another club in London. And at some point, I decided to open my own club. And I had a few meetings with some friends and investors. And then we got it after a while. So, and we opened in 2018.
And did you play padel before or for a long time?
Yeah. I started playing probably when I was 16, 35 now. So yeah, several years. And yeah, since I came to London, I took it a little bit more seriously.
Because your background is Spanish?
Yeah, so I'm Spanish and my background actually is in social work and psychology. That's what I did before, but then I changed to sports and sports management.
I saw you are a motor driver.
I like riding bikes, but sensibly, because London can be dangerous.
Yeah, London is beautiful, it's a dream, a city, but how is it for padel players?
Well, it's great here. We've managed to create a huge community and well, people really, really keep coming back to us because we are a little bit like a family. So they know us, we know them, and we do care about what we do and what we offer.
So there's a membership in the club?
Yes, we are a super public, we're a private entity, but we're a public club and everyone can open, can join, and they can either have a membership or be completely pay as you go. So there is no requirement to have a membership as such.
Yeah, this is Padel Podcast. We're listening about Padel, of course. Can you tell me a bit about the location? What do you see, where it at?
Well, I really like the location. So we are on the High Street, facing Stratford High Street. And we are in between Zone 2 and 3. It's a really, really good location. Lots of people passing by, lots of players, and lots of customers as well. So, yeah.
So how's the parking?
Parking, there are some spots, but mainly only for disabled and cyclists.
I see a lot of bikes on the sides of the courts now.
Yeah, so this was my little lockdown project 3 years ago, and the idea is to have them here inside so they are safer and also they don't take as much space.
It's very nice because it gives a very cozy moment. It gives you the feeling that you can come in and you can cycle in like that and then you can start.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's the idea, yeah.
So many people in London like to play padel, but can you tell me a bit about the numbers? How many people are a member or these kind of things? How many people come here?
Well, so we have around 16,000 registered members or players, customers.
Yeah. That all within 8 years?
Within 5 years.
Yeah.
5 years. And probably active players, maybe it's around 3,000. It's difficult to estimate by many.
But it's growing because you're already building new courts.
Yeah. We're building four new courts, which hopefully will be ready in 1.5 months. We'll see how fast it goes. And yeah, so we need to have more courts in order to cater for the huge demand.
Can you tell me about the building of this moment from the first start on? Because this was built in...
So it was built in 2018. We started with three indoor courts. And then, I think in 2020, if I'm not wrong, 2021, that's when we extended the building first. We had our fourth court in, and initially an outdoor court. Then afterwards, we covered it. So now it's roofed outdoor.
Yeah. So in a few months, the outdoor courts come extra. Do you also get new trainers in?
Yeah, we're getting a few people. Yeah, some people from Spain and from other places, yeah.
So who's in the house already? Because you have a lot of trainer moments.
Yeah, we have plenty of them. We have around four full-time coaches, around four or five extras, so people, freelancers, realistically, and then many people working for the club, around six or seven full-time employees. So we're a big team.
All from London or also Spain?
From everywhere. London, Italy, Spain, from everywhere.
And can you tell a bit about these players?
Which players? The ones who play here? Or
yeah, who are the trainers also.
Ah, all right. Yeah, really nice people, very committed. They do fun lessons. They care about what they do, and we love it.
Okay, and you, what about your play style? Can you tell me a bit? Well, how do you play? What?
I like to defend much more than I like to attack, but yeah, I really give it all on each point, so that makes me a slightly better player. Still need to improve.
Are you always playing on the left side?
No, not really. I play on the left, on right, whatever. I'm not fussy.
And do you have a partner who you play often with?
So one of the coaches here, we tend to play together most of the time.
Yeah. So you train also a lot of people?
Yeah, I train, yeah. I'm one of the coaches and in some way one of the head coaches.
Can you tell me a bit about a session? How it starts, how long it takes, how much it...
So usually the sessions are like 1 hour long. Obviously we start with a warm-up, then we work on specific things, and then always we put it in practice at the end with a little match.
So do you have a vision or a dream for this and building up new padel courts?
So I can't wait for the 4 new courts to be done and to have 9 courts, which is going to be huge. Pretty much, if not the biggest, the second biggest club in London. So, yeah, it's going to be exciting.
And you, do you also like to travel abroad and to train somewhere else? Maybe in Spain or in the Netherlands? Or?
Yeah, every time I go to Madrid, I train over there. And then, yeah, I wouldn't mind to train in the Netherlands or anywhere else. But yeah, I love it. I love playing and I love doing everything for it.
Thank you very much for this interview.
No worries. Pleasure. Thank you.